Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Central Italy has been rocked by an earthquake. The epicenter was 6 kilometers north of Norcia. The Civil Protection Authority says the 6.6 magnitude quake Sunday brought down buildings in numerous places. They say about 20 people sustained light injuries. There were no reports of deaths, possibly because many residents had left their homes after recent previous earthquakes. Saudi Arabia says it foiled a plot to bomb a World Cup 2018 qualifying match earlier this month. They say they have arrested suspects linked to the Islamic State group. Saudi authorities say one suspected terrorist cell had planned to place a bomb outside an Al Jahara stadium in Jeddah during an October 11th match between Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. 4 foreigners, 2 Pakistanis, a Syrian, and a Sudanese national were detained a day before the attack was to take place. Saudi officials say a group of 4 Saudi citizens planned to target police officers in the Shakra province under the direction of an Islamic State leader, but were also arrested before carrying out the plot. A U.S. government monitoring agency says Afghanistan's security forces battling the resurgent Taliban have suffered around 15,000 casualties, including more than 5,500 fatalities in the first 8 months of 2016. The Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, in its quarterly report published Sunday, noted the Afghan government has lost 2.2% of its territorial control during this year's fighting. This is VOA News. The European Union and Canada signed a long-delayed free trade agreement Sunday in Brussels. The new measure is aimed at boosting economic growth and increasing the number of jobs. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau signed the Comprehensive and Economic Trade Agreement, along with the heads of EU institutions. Furor continues to build over Friday's FBI announcement that it is reviewing a new batch of emails that could pertain to Hillary Clinton's handling of electronic communication as Secretary of State. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Kaine told ABC's This Week program that he thinks the matter is extremely puzzling. The FBI's action less than 2 weeks before Election Day set off a political frenzy in part because the content and relevance of the emails are unknown and could remain so when Americans cast their ballots on November 8th. Republican candidate Donald Trump quickly seized on a chance to underscore a central line of an attack on Clinton that she is corrupt. Turkey has dismissed more than 10,000 civil servants as the government continues its crackdown following a failed coup in July. News of the removal of the academics, teachers, and health workers was published late Saturday. Turkey has already ousted more than 80,000 civil servants and arrested more than 30,000 in connection with a coup. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has repeatedly accused cleric Fethullah Gulen of being behind the coup attempt that left at least 270 people dead. The 75-year-old Gulen, living in self-imposed exile in the United States, denies any involvement in the coup. South Korea's president, who is in the middle of an influence-peddling scandal, accepted the resignation of several of her top aides on Sunday. A presidential spokesman says Park Geun-hye accepted the resignations of her chief of staff and the senior secretaries for policy coordination, political affairs, civil affairs, and public relations. Also Sunday, the woman who is at the center of the president's political scandal returned to Seoul from Germany. Choi Soon-sil's lawyer says Ms. Choi will actively respond to prosecutors' investigation and will testify according to the facts. Moldova voted Sunday in its first popular presidential election since the 1990s. It could move the former Soviet Republic closer to the European Union or to closer relations with Russia. Election authorities declared the vote valid after the turnout reached the minimum eligibility requirement of 1/3. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.